He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live, 101% in living color from our Prescott, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We are on show number 661. Remember, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I will definitely try to answer all my email. And remember, you can follow me on Instagram, and that would be at Gadget Professor. If you want to follow us on Facebook, it's just The Gadget Professor. Okay, interesting show for you today. I just picked up this gadget. I have not even opened it yet. Let's take a quick peek as to what it is. It is the Polono P31S, that's the 31S label maker machine with tape, portable thermal printer, portable Bluetooth label printer for organizing storage, office, home, sticker maker, mini label maker, and a ton of templates come with it. So I actually found this on Deal News 2 days ago, and the one I have, and I've had it for like 20 years, broke, and I was just looking for one, and I happened to catch this particular one out of my eye, so I figured, huh, let me give this a try. And it's $24, which is pretty cheap. If you click this coupon, you'll actually get it for $6 less, so that's a real good deal. Let's see if it works. In any event, this is what it looks like, and we'll take a look at the device in a second. So it comes with a roll inside of it of tape, printer tape, if you will. There's no ink required with this. The ink is actually built into the thermal printer, if you will. And it will connect up via Bluetooth connection. So that's kind of nice. And this, as far as I could tell, operates from your smartphone. It's easy to carry, has a built-in cutter, high speed, Type-C charging, easy to use, high definition, and there's no ink required. So all of that I kind of sort of like. And you're going to load some software up, which I have not loaded yet. And it's going to give you your choice of fonts, text sizes. Also, it will give you your choice of stickers and different types of label denominations, if you will. And you can develop various labels and save them, so that's kind of neat. And then last but please use our Polono P31S label maker tape. Okay, so they're practically giving this away for $24.99, let's call it, yeah, $24, less the $6. So we're looking at like $18 for this thing. Let's see what the tape costs. I'm going to scroll down. Oh, by the way, it gets 5 stars. That's unusual to get 5 stars from 292 reviews. Pretty good, I would say. I'm just curious to see what the tape costs. Okay, here it is. Genuine P31S tape. Save 10%, so it's $8. You'll save 80. So it's about $7 a roll, which is not bad at all. And that's going to give you 15 by 40 millimeter tape, enough for 180 labels. Not too bad, really, not too bad. So let's take a look at the device. As I said, I have not used it yet. So, you know, you got to bear with me to open this up and actually see what it looks like. So this is the label maker. Looks like it's quite small. Again, I have not opened it yet. Comes in a variety of colors. I believe I got white. I'm not even sure. Okay, we're going to open this up. And what's this say here? iOS, Android, no ink needed. Okay, I can figure that out. All right, so here is the actual device. I'm going to pull this out. There's a nice little lanyard. Wow, this is small, real small. So I'm going to put this to the side, and we'll see what else is in the box. Okay, we got several little booklets that obviously tell you how to work it, pull out. There's your code, your QR code that you're going to use to scan in so we can get the software on the phone. And nothing else in the box except a USB-C charging port. So I'm assuming I'm going to have to charge this up. I doubt it comes charged. So let's open this baby up. It's just plastic. It's nothing special. And here we go. This is it. Again, very small, very, very portable. You can easily put this in your pocket or your purse, knapsack, whatever. So if you need a portable label maker, this may indeed do what you want. Easy on and off button here. Power light there, I can see that. Press the power, quick guide. It just tells you to push it once. Over here on this side, clearly it's the place where you're going to put your USB-C cord. Easy enough. And again, on the back, they're going to give you that QR code. So if you lose these booklets, you still have the QR code there. Opening it up, I'm not even sure how to open it up. Oh, here we go. Looks like there's a little push button there and there. There we go. Push button is right there. And this opens up. The tape goes in. It almost looks like Scotch tape. Pure white, probably can get them in colors. Right there's your cutter, I could see that. And that's pretty much it. There's your little roller there that will push the tape out. And we're going to close it down. To cut the tape, the label, when you're done, you're just going to push that down. And that's pretty much it. I'm curious to see if it's charged. No, I'm pushing the button here, and it's totally dead, which I figured it would be. So what we want to do is I'm going to charge this up, and then I'll print out a couple labels, and then next week when we do our gadget, I'll bring this back and show you a real quick interview, if you will, as to how this produces its labels. I'm imagining it's pretty fine, but I do like the size of it. Kind of neat. Don't let your kids get a hold of this. Your little kids, they'll go through that tape like crazy, but looks pretty nice. So I'm curious to see if it works. I will charge it up. I'm sorry I didn't get to charge it before the show, but as you know, it's late. It's Friday, and had a lot of stuff to get done, and I was on an assignment, a photo assignment today, and unfortunately it ran five times longer than we anticipated. So and then I had to come up to the Prescott studio here. I had to fix some things in the house. So anyway, here we are. So without any further trepidation, let us go on to some of the apps of the day. So the first app of the day is for your Android operating system. Very nice app, usually $2. It's free at the moment. Free at the moment on the Google Play Store. This is going to stitch photos, long screenshot. This is a cool app. I've never seen one like this, but this will stitch together pretty much anything you want. So if you have a long conversation or photos or Instagrams that you want to stitch together in the long aspect ratio, this will do it. Introducing Stitch Photo, your ultimate photo stitching companion. With, of course, AI-powered technology, artificial intelligence, Photo Switch Photo can automatically recognize and stitch long screenshots or web shots or whatever you want, both vertically and horizontally. So remember, if you take a panoramic photo or a bunch of photos and you want to stitch them all together accurately, this has artificial intelligence in it, and it's actually going to know exactly where those should join. So a pretty handy app. I would definitely download it. It's free at the moment. Don't believe it's available for those iOS folks, but that's the way it goes and grows. Speaking of growing, how'd you like that? Here's a Plant Research Pro 4.7 stars, as they would say in Boston. Stars, they can't say star, it's star. So you can install this puppy, and it's going to be a portable encyclopedia, a repository, if you will, that's going to show you and tell you everything you need to know about your plants, fungi, algae, biomaterials, essential oils. I can't even read infusions, half the stuff that's on here. Anyway, it looks pretty cool, and if you're into plants, and who isn't, download this. And if your boyfriend or girlfriend is into plants, download it, and you'll be a genius. Hey, All right, our next app, here we go. I loaded this up because it was free. I haven't tried it out, but anything to keep the kids occupied is good. If you could find an app on a phone that induces or encourages creativity, that's good. I had my little grandson over the house yesterday for a couple hours. He's five, and we were making comic books. I had an app on the iPhone that I can take a picture of him or anything, and you push a button and you can select what kind of comic book effect you want. It's quite good. And at that point, you could print it out. So he's five, and he watched me print out one, and that was a big mistake because now he grabs the phone, and he must have printed out 50 of one page. But okay, it's fun. So we made comic books, and he really had a good time with that. He had a ball with that, as a matter of fact. So this particular app is Mandala Maker, and this makes all these kind of crazy designs, and the kids love this, and this is free at the moment. It's usually going to cost you a half a buck. So here you're getting it for free. All right. This next one is a crazy app. I just loaded it this morning, as a matter of fact, early this morning. And it was quite interesting. I'm not sure how much I like it or don't like it. It works fine, but Videom automatically translates subtitles and generates the audio tracks for any video. So it's free at the moment. There are in-purchase apps, but it helps you find pretty much any video that was created in the world, or so it says. So it's a unique search function on this that kind of looks specifically for videos. So I can't recommend it. I can't not recommend it. I just loaded it, fooled around with it for like 5 minutes, and then I had to go. But I thought I'd mention it because you may want to play with that. Okay, our next app is for those folks who own iOS watches. Yeah, I know. Do I like my watch? No, I still don't like it. I've gotten through a lot of hurdles with it, but I don't know. Anything that I got to charge once a day bugs me. You know, I digress. So this Word Watch is for you dudes out there, or ladies, who always want to have a dictionary or a thesaurus next to you. Actually, it's pretty handy, I have to admit. I have loaded this onto my watch, and I do a lot of writing during the day to various people, even with email and Instagram, blah. Anyway, it's a handy app to have if you're looking for words. I like it a lot. And it's free a lot. And our last app of the day, don't misunderstand me on this, please. It's called Perplexity. This is available. It's relatively real new on both platforms, the iOS and the Android operating system. Now, what this will do, let me read it so I don't get myself in trouble. Where knowledge begins, the answers you need right at your fingertips. Cut through the clutter and get straight to the credible, up-to-date answers. This free app syncs across devices and leverages the power of artificial intelligence like OpenAI and GPT-4 and Anthropic's Claudia 2. So it basically combines three of the leading artificial intelligence search engines and perfectly gives you the conglomerate of those three search engines, if you will, those artificial intelligence engines, and you're going to get some very accurate data. Now, this is 100% free at the moment. It's got the editor's choice. There's 1 million plus downloads. I downloaded it. It came out April 4th. I have not spent a lot of time, but it's a very interesting app. I don't know if there's upgrades that will cost you money. I didn't see any, but that doesn't mean that there isn't any. The other thing that I'm going to point your attention to, this app may share these data types with third-party apps, info, and performance to the device. And that's basically how they're going to supposedly get the app to work better. And I can understand that. So that's going to wrap it up today. I'm sorry we're a day late. I'll try to get the show out a day early next week to make up for it. I hope everybody is going to have a fantastic weekend. It was 96 today in Phoenix. And It's a nice 70 degrees up here in Prescott. So, and yeah, I had a couple questions about Prescott. It is pronounced Prescott, not Prescott. They know you don't live here if you say Prescott. It's Prescott, just like a press kit, Prescott. And one of these days I'm going to get out there. It's an interesting town. A lot of the old Western dudes pass through here. Doc Holliday actually lived here for some time, and I'm going to take some photos of a Whiskey Row where he hung out at the salons / brothels. They're still there. And restaurants. It's changed a little bit. In any event, thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see everybody next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.